My late great father had a wonderful expression. If you want something done right, you give it to a busy person. Cardiologist Dr. Denise Zingroni is here. We have visited before. We have such a sobering, important topic that we're going to be covering this half hour on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents. Dr. Zingroni, who also is the Associate Director of the Women's Heart Center at Deborah Heart and Lung Center, Director of the Medical Education, and Director of the Cardiovascular Fellowship Program. Dr. Zingroni is board certified in cardiovascular disease, nuclear cardiology, and adult echocardiography. Dr. Zingroni earned her medical degree from the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. After medical school, she completed a residency in internal medicine at St. Luke's Hospital in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. She also completed a fellowship in cardiology at UMDNJ School of Osteopathic Medicine. Special interests include echocardiography and nuclear cardiology, which comes as no surprise when you hear her board certifications. And she has authored numerous articles in peer-reviewed medical journals. Joining us now is Dr. Zingroni. We begin this important topic, heart attacks. It doesn't get much more serious than that. Dr. Zingroni, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Harry, for having me. It's such a pleasure to be on this morning.
And it's a pleasure to have you. You do such a great job. Let's get right into it. What is a heart attack? What? Because people know the word, they know the phrase, but what is a heart attack?
Sure. Basically, a heart attack is when there's a diminished or lack of blood flow down our coronary arteries. And that causes that the muscle, the heart underneath those coronary arteries get damaged. And that's what causes a heart attack.
So sidebar, and then we'll get to the next topic. If you have a heart attack, by definition, is there has to be damage to the heart muscle, or could you have a heart attack and not have damage? Or by definition, is it automatically that you have damage now at that point?
So, like a lot of things, there's a spectrum. There's very, very large heart attacks that cause a lot of damage, one that's really readily seen on the electrocardiogram or the echocardiogram. And then there's smaller heart attacks where there might still be damage, but it's not as large and it's not impairing the function of the heart, because at its core, the heart is a muscle. Its job is to pump. So some heart attacks reduce that pump and damage that muscle tremendously, and then others are more mild. So to answer your question, yes, most heart attacks do involve some damage to the muscle, whether it's very minimal or much larger.
And it begs a follow-up. When you have a heart attack, because obviously the human body wants to survive, so we know that amazing things happen with the brain. Dr. Ben Carson removed a whole hemisphere, half hemisphere of a person's brain, and then the other half that was left started to rewire and do like amazing things that is just incredible when you think about it. If you have damage to the heart muscle, does the heart all of a sudden start to say, well, I want to be, you know, I want to work for my host. I want to be, you know, and the host wants to live and all of this. Does the heart make adjustments after a heart attack?
Yes, it can, both in the immediate setting as well over time. Just like you referenced, the heart is an amazing organ that shows tremendous capacity to work even in such stressful situations. But hopefully, if it's recognized in a short amount of time with interventions and opening up the blood flow, as well as with the benefit of medications that come after, the heart has a much better time to recover some of its function and really limit the damage that the heart attack can cause.
Very interesting. Dr. Zingroni, what actually happens during a heart attack?
Yeah, so during a heart attack, like I said, the blood flow through the heart arteries is interrupted in one of the arteries. And that causes the muscle underneath to not get any blood, but more importantly, not get the oxygen and the nutrients that the blood causes.
So
immediately when the heart is under stress, it usually will send up signals. So a patient will experience some discomfort in the chest or pressure, sweating, or get profoundly short of breath. And those are symptoms that the heart is struggling and the person involved does want to pay attention to those symptoms and seek immediate attention. So experienced doctors can help restore that blood flow and minimize the damage that the heart is experiencing.
Dr. Zangroni, so we now know what a heart attack is. We know what happens during a heart attack. What actually causes a heart attack?
Usually a heart attack is caused by disease processes that can occur for years and years before a heart attack happens. So diabetes, high blood pressure, smoking, inactivity, all of those conditions, if not properly controlled, can lead the heart arteries to develop fatty streaks and ultimately plaque that the blood flow gets limited by. So that's why it's essential that all of those risk factors get addressed and treated at the earliest signs, because if you can prevent a heart attack from happening, it is so much better for the patient than treating it.
We are visiting with cardiologist Dr. Denise Zangroni, also associate director of the Women's Heart Center, director of medical education, and the director of the Cardiovascular Fellowship Program at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. This is Deborah Heart and Lung Center presents this important topic, heart attacks. What are the risk factors for a heart attack?
So the most common risk factors that lead to coronary artery disease or blockages of the heart arteries include diabetes, high blood pressure, smoking history, inactivity. Those are all things that we could potentially work with patients to modify or improve. But unfortunately, there are many patients who have a predisposition that we can't change, a genetic predisposition or family history. And in those patients, even if they're healthy, even if they don't have any of the traditional risk factors, they do want to make sure that they keep their heart health on their radar because they are at an increased risk given their family history.
Now, we've come a long way, because I was thinking about someone the other day, because he was back in the news. Former Vice President Cheney had his first heart attack when he was in his 30s. I think he was either chief of staff or something like that for President Nixon at the time. So a very young man with his first heart attack, had a series of heart attacks during his lifetime. He is now 81 years old and still alive. So basically almost 50 years later. Now, we know a lot of technology. For a while, he was on that heart pump, you might remember, and, you know, had the bag with him and the whole thing. And then, you know, obviously he also has access to the greatest healthcare on the planet. But I think the question still is an important one, that we've come a long way to where not necessarily, I think years gone by, maybe people thought, oh my God, heart attack is a death sentence. I'm going to have a very short life. That's not necessarily true, is it?
Absolutely. That's absolutely not true. And again, technology and stents and our interventional colleagues are doing amazing work. But also medications have come a long way. And we have wonderful medications such as the statins and other medications that we prescribe that really also go hand in hand. And I can't overstate the importance of lifestyle modification. Anybody, but particularly patients who have had coronary disease or heart attacks, we want them to get back into an exercise regimen, in time, of course, and we want them to eat a heart-healthy diet, because in combination with medications and procedures, it can really make the difference in somebody having a long, a productive life, as you referenced with the former vice president.
You are so interesting, and we're going to continue right after the break. Doctor, it's the only break that we take during your program. We'll be back in just a little bit more with Dr. Denise Zangroni from Deborah Heart and Lung Center. The topic this half hour is heart attacks, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about the symptoms, because they can be many. If you think it's just the one classic thing you've heard about, pain radiating down the left arm or chest pain, I mean, there are a lot of different symptoms. And we're also going to talk about the differences between the symptoms in men and women. And we've done topics, strict topics on just women and heart attacks, because women present differently. I keep saying the women just keep going and men can't get to the emergency room quick enough. I mean, it's amazing, actually. And that's a generalization, but I believe it's true. Women seem to not race to the, and you'll see if Dr. Zingroni agrees with me on that, or am I making that up? But that's my interpretation of men seem to be more apt, and maybe it's because women make sure that, hey, look, you know, you're having shortness of breath, you're having chest pains, you know, you're going to the emergency room. Whereas I think women sometimes don't take the same advice, or just there's something to, I think, that, and we'll cover that as well, and a lot more important content straight ahead. A reminder, DeBoer Heart and Lung Center, they are accepting new patients. You can call 609-621-2080, 609-621-2080, or if you like to work digitally, it's very, very simple. They have a great digital platform at DeBoer Heart and Lung Center, demanddeborah.org. And you can navigate right from the home screen very, very easily. There's hyperlinks that literally in red you can't miss. Back with Dr. Zingroni in just a little bit.
Summertime at the Jersey Shore. The glitz and glamour of Atlantic City's casinos. Jersey's best pizza on the Ocean City Boardwalk. Great rides in Wildwood. And miles of bumper-to-bumper traffic. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 wants to keep you moving with expanded summertime traffic updates Friday afternoon through your ride back Sunday evening. WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station. Listen for the morning edition of the O'Reilly Update with Bill O'Reilly at 10:15 this morning. Now, Harry Hurley on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
We are back. It is 23 minutes past the hour. We're visiting with Dr. Denise Zingroni from DeBoer Heart and Lung Center, and the topic this half hour, a very serious one, heart attacks. When we left you for the break, on the floor was the question for Dr. Zingroni about the symptoms, because we've talked about what is a heart attack, what happens during a heart attack. We talked about the causes of the heart attack, risk factors, and now we're to the point where, and I think this is obviously very helpful because this is a program that has been so proactive between television and radio. We've done it together for over 30 years, and we hear from countless people that say, oh my gosh, I just knew that Dr. Zingroni was speaking directly to me. I heard things that really made me pay attention to my own body and what's going on. And we've taken many calls over the years on and off the air that this is a program that has literally saved people's lives. That's not an exaggeration. So listen to our guest listeners, listen very closely when we're talking about what are the symptoms, in case you are either an accidental tourist or if you are personally dealing with this particular circumstance. So we'll start, and it's a multi-pronged question. First, Dr. Zingroni, what are the symptoms of a heart attack?
Yes, the symptoms that you may be experiencing a heart attack are usually chest discomfort. You may feel in your chest area a pressure, a heaviness, a constricting type experience. It may either stay in your chest, or you also may notice it in your throat, in your jaw, in your shoulder or arm, or around the back. You may also experience shortness of breath, unexplained sweating, or nausea. So those are symptoms that if you're experiencing for the first time, or you've had lesser degrees of it and it's accelerating, those are symptoms that you really do not want to ignore or blow off, and you want to seek medical attention for.
Dr. Zingroni, in some cases, do people have little or no symptoms and can have a heart attack?
Absolutely. So not all heart attacks are going to be a 10 out of 10. People may just have slight epigastric or stomach discomfort, and they think that it's indigestion. They may have lesser degrees They may have very mild symptoms that they really attributed to either being ill or indigestion or just not being as physically active.
Now, here's the this is a big part of it as well, because there's a difference between men and women. And on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents, we've done whole topics on the difference between men and women. So it's clearly not the same, correct? There are differences in the way that both men and women present, and also, I think, in the way that men and women handle it, right?
Absolutely. So there can be different symptoms. Now, the most common symptom that women may experience will be chest discomfort. However, there are definitely women who won't get chest discomfort like a man may get. Their only symptom might be unexplained sweating, shortness of breath, feeling lightheaded. So we just want women to be aware that they don't have to get chest discomfort and they still may be having a cardiac event. But just like you said, unfortunately, there is differences in how men and women seek medical attention. And that is a big reason why even today, women have larger heart attacks when they present and they don't have as good response because, unfortunately, they may wait so long. They tend to prioritize other things before seeking medical attention. They put going to the ER or going to see their doctor at the bottom of their own personal to-do list.
Yeah, I think there's something both very admirable about that. It's very unselfish, but at the same time, they're not giving themselves the best chance for the best result. And I just think that's amazing that a man is more likely to get more prompt attention than a woman. As a general statement, that is correct, isn't it?
It is. And it is admirable that women have such other priorities and they want to make sure that their spouses and children and yep. parents and all the obligations are covered. But, you know, one of my favorite sayings is that you really can't pour from an empty cup. And you really want to make sure that a female's own heart health is being and own all over health is being taken care of. So they're around and able to do all the things that they want to do and enjoy doing.
This, I think, is very important that we address this, because for a number of weeks now, we have had day after day after day. So I call it like an accumulation award when it doesn't cool down even overnight. And your house just if folks don't have proper HVAC or air conditioning at all, or just go outside in it. I mean, yesterday was, 95 degrees with a heat index over 105, something like that. Can the hot weather lead to a heart attack?
It can in some individuals. So the concern with the hot, humid weather is that the blood pressure may lower a little bit and your heart rate may also go up. And those things can put a stress on a heart that is already in trouble. So if somebody has blockages that they're unaware of, those elevated heart rate and low blood pressure can cause a heart attack, particularly if they're out trying to do too much in unsafe conditions.
There you go. Very good advice. Very important point that you just made. Dr. Zingroni, I know there are a lot of people listening right now that just are maybe under as much or more stress than they've ever been under. As you know, there's a lot going on, a lot of financial stress, everything from supply chain issues to the cost of chicken. It's really a stressful time for many Americans. Can stress cause a heart attack?
Yes. Unfortunately, we know that with chronic stress can raise stress hormones in the body, and over time can put a tremendous stress and impact on the body, including having a heart attack. And we talk about stress a lot in the office and how to deal with it, because what I tell my patients is if I told them to avoid stress, that's really bad advice, because there's always going to be a bill to pay. There's always going to be something that breaks. There's always going to be something on the news that is upsetting, that stress is unavoidable. But what we really want to focus on, how do we take the everyday life stress that has been multiplied these last several years, and what can we do to not let it affect us so physically? So what are some stress management techniques? And some patients really benefit from a meditation practice, daily exercise, prayer, music, but how can we not let it affect us? Because we do know that it has tremendous impact on the heart.
And this dovetails right off of that, and maybe even a piece of what you just said is a part of perhaps prevention. But this much I do know, you, your hospital, you'll fix and you'll work to fix people after something happens, but you're big on prevention, you know, not having the need for the treatment or the procedure or the surgery at all if you can prevent it. Can a heart attack be prevented?
In some situations, yes. So, for example, if somebody has just poorly controlled diabetes or high blood pressure or they're smoking, those are big risk factors that we can work to control that may prevent a heart attack. Or if they do have a family history, we can work with optimizing lifestyle as well as medicines where perhaps they're not going to present as a heart attack, or it's going to be at a much later age than their family presented with.
Good comment there. You're listening to cardiologist Dr. Denise Zingroni from Deborah Heart and Lung Center. The topic this half hour on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents is heart attacks. So if you have a heart attack, are you now in a forever lifetime scenario where you should see your cardiologist regularly? What do you say relative to that, doctor?
Absolutely. So after a heart attack, we're going to work with procedures such as stents or possibly surgery. We're going to work with medicines. We are going to prioritize getting that patient back to the life that they loved and enjoyed. And our goal is that they're going to get treatment to be able to live and do what they want. Part of that is going to be seeing a cardiologist on a regular basis, because once you've had one heart attack, you are always a little bit at a higher risk for having another event. And we can do a lot to minimize that risk, but we want to ensure that we're seeing our patients, that we're making sure their cholesterol is not just good, but great. We're making sure that they're walking. We're making sure that we're working on keeping their sugar, their diabetes in check, and anything that we can do that's going to prevent them from having another episode.
Dr. Zingroni, do you recommend a cardiac rehabilitation program?
Yes, I think cardiac rehab is a fantastic way for our patients who have had a heart attack to get back into a healthy lifestyle. And there is much data, and that cardiac rehab really does a lot to prevent rehospitalizations and heart attacks. So yes, after somebody has recovered, a key part of their recovery and their therapy is going to be engaging in a cardiac rehab for several weeks.
Very important. And time for one final question. Why should someone listening right now go to Deborah Heart and Lung Center for heart-related issues?
Yeah, so anybody who has a question of their heart health or who has a heart history, it is imperative that you're having an open discussion with your doctors. And it all starts, you know, with a good evaluation, a good discussion, seeing where you're starting from and seeing what we can do to help you achieve both your health goals and translating that into how you want to lead your life. We want our patients to live the most productive, enjoyable lives, and we really truly believe that with the work we do here, we can walk hand in hand with them.
Dr. Zingroni, excellent presentation, so helpful to so many, and I appreciate the opportunity to present you today on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents. For today, that's it for today's topic, heart attacks. And again, to reach Dr. Zingroni, to reach the great team at Deborah Heart and Lung Center, so easy to do from any digital device. handheld, desktop, laptop, you name it, smartphone, demanddebora.org, or you can call 609-621-2080. Dr. Zingroni, great to present you today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
You're welcome.